What's going on, Right State of Mind family? It's your boy, Charlie. And before we get into this episode, I just wanted to make a quick announcement. So things have been a little hectic and all over the place, but we're about to get back on track with this episode. So starting with this episode, we're going to be moving into a new season. This episode will be the first episode of season 3, and you can start expecting new episodes every Wednesday. I'll say that again. This will be the first episode of season 3, and you can start expecting new episodes every Wednesday. Now, of course, there are going to be different types of episodes, some where I'm interviewing a guest like the one you're about to listen to, and then some with just myself. You know, those will be the shorter episodes, Right State of Mind messages. So do me a favor and go ahead and press the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, wherever. Set your alerts. I appreciate all the support. As always, y'all keep me going. All right, I'm going to stop talking and let y'all get to what you came for this episode with me and my boy Christian Tremere. I hope y'all enjoy. Hello, welcome back to the Right State of Mind podcast. It is yours truly, Charlie, back with another episode full of excitement. This episode, I am ready for this one. Long overdue. The wait is here. I got my brother Christian Tremere here for this episode. What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
How y'all doing? Thanks for having me on here.
Of course, man. How you feeling?
Feeling pretty good, man. Glad to be here. Finally to get on the podcast. We've been talking about it for a little while, so about that time.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, listen, we got to do a disclaimer. Y'all, I'm going to try to keep myself together. This is one of the few times, maybe the first time, I've had one of my long friends on here. So a lot of laughter, a lot of inside jokes. So I'm going to try to keep it together, but if I don't, it is what it is. So like I said, I got my brother Christian on here, man, and I've been trying to get him on for a while because today I wanted to talk about positive attitude, like the importance of a positive attitude. And I'm going to be real with y'all. I don't know a more positive person than this man right here. So I've been trying to get him on for a long time. I said, I got to get you on for this because you got to get a little Christian in your life. All right. So to start the show off, like I said, this is my long lost friend, but I'm going to give him an opportunity just to kind of introduce himself so y'all can get a little more acquainted with who this is, this voice that you're going to be hearing for this episode. So Christian, you mind introducing yourself to the people?
Absolutely. My name is Christian, like Charlie said. Long lost friend. I've known Charlie for quite some time now. We room together at the University of South Carolina. Go Gamecocks. I work here in Charlotte now. So, like you said, we've been talking about getting on this podcast for quite some time and finally was able to get a good time and get in here and get it done. So, glad to be here and glad to speak about positive vibes for y'all today.
So, for this episode, I got to control my excitement a little bit. Of course, we're going to get to everything with positive vibes, what all that means to us individually. But to start, I would love to get your view and your thoughts on, like, what a positive attitude means to you, your thoughts on that, just to start the episode. So, would you mind doing that real quick?
Absolutely. Just kind of how I approach life and keeping it positive. To keep it genuine and authentic, kind of try to see the good and everything. And like you said, keep it positive. And it's so easy to be negative. And I think for me, it's a choice to do. You know, you wake up and you can have a bad morning or, you know, things that you can't control, you know, traffic patterns, spilling coffee, you know, whatever the case may be. We all have negative influences on our life. What's going on in the world. And so I try to always see the better part of it and make a choice to say, you know, see the positive in something and look for that. You know, though it may be a negative situation, not that I don't have, you know, temper tantrums or, you know, get upset or things like that, but I try to remind myself not to stress over the things that I can't control. And the stuff that I can control is, my positivity, and that's something that I can do personally. So that's how I approach it.
And I love that, man. So as you know, I think the reason I really wanted to do this podcast the most is I talk to people on a daily basis about mental health challenges and things that they're struggling with. And I see this so often. And a lot of times I think to myself, like, you know, the way I handle things, I know other people, and you're one of those people that I think about, like the way that they handle things. So when I see somebody struggling, I think of these different examples. And I thought, you know, with you coming on here and sharing some of your experience and things like that, it might be like a little inspiration, maybe a different perspective for people. So the first thing I want to talk about is just the power of positivity, because you just said something that I totally agree with that I think gets lost a lot of times. One of the main things I talk about in therapy is the true understanding of what you can and can't control. And I think sometimes, which I understand now, because when you talk about emotions, it's easy to get wrapped up in something emotionally. So let's say something happens, a disappointment or something like that. It's easy to kind of, I'll dwell on it or something like that. I'll let it ruin my whole day. You know, that I think that's a common thing for people. But I want to talk a little bit about just the power of being positive and what that does for you. Because I think one of the things that people think is like, okay, if I'm positive, that doesn't necessarily mean everything goes my way or something. It works out for me. It doesn't mean that. But what are your thoughts on just the power and the, you know, the role that plays in your life to choose, okay, it doesn't matter what happens that's out of my control, I'm going to choose to be positive about this, whatever thing is going on. Like, what's the role that plays in your life?
Absolutely. So, like you were saying, making that choice of positivity. And I think for me, my vision of it is, you know, like we were saying about the things that you can't control. And I think going in and setting yourself up is what the outcome could be. You know, there are going to be different outcomes. If it's, you know, a job you're applying for or going somewhere or doing something, or, you know, like you're dealing with those different disappointments or, you know, the highlights in your life. And I think it's just important, and I try to remind myself, you know, you put value on the positive things, because, you know, if you are, you feed in the positive things, it's so easy to choose the negative things. And if, you know, they always say, you know, misery likes company. If you're saying negative things and, oh yeah, you know, you can agree with there, and, you know, why not say choose the positive side of things? And I think people will get a lot more out of it, and you yourself will as well. I think example that I like to use is, you know, you see like Google reviews and you see negative comment, negative comment, negative comment. I had this experience, I had that. But very rarely do you see people, you know, make a deliberate, you know, decision to say something positive. And I think that's important. Just even if there is negativity or something negative going on, to pick out the positive side of it and pick out something positive that's happened. If, you know, there's 100 things that went wrong that day, you know, highlight the one thing that did go right. So that's kind of how I like to look at it.
Yeah. And I agree 100%. I think the hardest thing for people to remember is that it's a choice. You know, I think, like I said, a lot of times you get wrapped up in the emotion. It's hard to remember it's a choice. I remember, like, when I first got into therapy, right out of grad school, I remember I was working at this treatment center, and there was a quote that I heard one time. And you know how sometimes you'll hear something and it'll stick with you forever? And I remember,
right.
I remember hearing a quote, and the quote said, "Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% the way you react to it." And I remember hearing that, and that has stuck with me all these years. And I think that is a key thing for people to take into account and apply in your everyday life. Because here's a funny thing that I think about. When you think of positive people, like whoever is the most positive person that you can think of, the question that I think of is, for that person, do you think everything just goes their way? For me, I'm going to say no. Not everything goes their way. I think it's more so the way that they handle it. And I think that's what people forget. You know, especially with this new world of social media, you can look at somebody and they're on there sharing up with positivity and they're having a good time. And we can look at it and say, oh man, this person just living life and everything is going that person's way. I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of times it's based on the way that they handle it, because I think everybody has their setbacks. Everybody has their challenges, but I think it's the way that you handle it. And for you, I think that has been something that I've seen up close and personal. You know, we've known each other for a long time. So we've seen each other with the good times and the bad. And I think the way you handle it. So I think that's that's the biggest message I'm trying to send is, a lot of times in life, like, you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have challenges. I think it's about the way that you handle it that plays a huge role into your everyday life, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So speaking of challenges, let's have a little fun for a second. Let's have fun for a second.
All right. Uh-oh.
Because I know that you've had challenges. I've had challenges. So I want to talk just a little bit about that. Because like I said, I think it's easy to sit here and say, I always say, when I'm in the therapy room, I say, it's easy to handle stuff right now because nothing's happening. Like if you're in a therapy room, like you don't have the emotion really going on, like you're not in the situation. How hard is it for you to be that positive person when you're in the middle of the situation? Like let's say something happens and it pisses you off. Is that a super hard thing for you to do, is to stay positive when like something's not going your way or something, a disappointment or something happens?
Yeah. So, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't challenging at times. You know, after you get over that initial, I guess, shock factor, hit in the mouth, you know, kind of feeling of whatever happened. But I think it's the bounce back, you know, you're like, oh, you know, you got to have that second to be stunned. And then it's just like, okay, all right, here we are. This has happened. Now, how do we move on from it? And, or, you know, if it's a situation or somebody says something to you and, you know, some, you know, it stings and you're like, huh, okay. And then you're like, all right, am I going to react to this positively or negatively? And, not that I always react positively, but I think just being mindful of being positive, and that I try to, how I like to put it is, I like to be stubborn with my happiness. And so, say for instance, you know, there's somebody that, you know, says something bad about me or says something to me or, you know, a negative email or something like that. I try not to let that knock me off track, because, you know, I got to be selfish with my happiness. I can't let something that they say, you know, upset me, because it only is going to hurt me, you know, continuously. So if you treat it like that, and you know how stubborn of a person I am. So that's how I am and how I view it. And I'm just like, no, like, I'm not going to let myself get to that place or be upset about that long, because that's not fair that they get to move on and I'm mad and they get to keep going. So why not be happy and push yourself to a positive way?
Right. State of mind, family. I'm over here smiling. Did y'all hear what he just said? Christian, I've never heard you say that before. I like that line though. I like to be stubborn with my happiness. I have never heard you say that before. I'm going to let you know right now. I'm going to steal that in my therapy sessions from this day moving forward. But I love that line because I'm going to use that line because I think what it really says is like, you control how you feel. And that's something that I say all the time. I think it's so easy. Like I say, if you're in a situation, like let's say somebody says something to you that really pisses you off, or you catch a flat tire on the way to work or something like that, it's easy to get so caught up in the emotion of the event that just happened. It can really dictate the way that you feel for the rest of the day or week or month or whatever. But I think the thing that gets lost in that is you control how you feel. I say this all the time. I know it doesn't feel like that, but at the end of the day, you control how you feel. And I love what you just said about, like, I'm stubborn with my happiness. Like, no matter what goes on, I'm choosing whatever you say or whatever y'all are doing, I'm choosing to be happy about this situation or this day. I love that. I didn't know you had that in you, boy. I like that.
Yeah. Hey, I pulled a little something out for you.
Just kidding. So, yeah, I love that. So, now, for you, when you do that, is that like a quick thing or does it take you a minute? Like, do you, I guess the best question is, do you allow yourself time to kind of feel the emotion, like I'm pissed off or something like that, and then you bounce back? Or is it like an immediate thing for you?
Right. I think that's case by case. I'd like to say that I'm more on the immediate, you know, try to be the positive. But there are times where, you know, there's things that hit harder more than most and you're like, God. But, you know, after you get done with the Mully Grubs and you're like, all right, let's go. Like, and you got to be your biggest cheerleader and rah-rah yourself. And like you were saying about it, even, you know, if it's a flat tire or something like that, you know, I've been in those situations and gotten caught in traffic and, you know, spilled my coffee on my lap. And like, just like, you're just like, man, this chain of events. And, you know, you white knuckling life and you driving fast and things like that. And that doesn't do anything but put you in worse situations. And I've been there and done that. And sometimes you just have to kind of, where I'm at right now is not where I'm going to be in a minute. Just, you know, go on, because, you know, that brief moment of that emotional state, you know, you don't have to let that dictate the rest of it. And so to make a long story short, it depends on what the situation is, but I like to think that I react quicker with the positive than the negative. So I, like, if you were to put a tally chart, I want to be on the more positive side than I want to be on the negative side.
I love that. I love that. I'm choosing to be stubborn with my happiness. I tell you, I'm gonna have to write it down.
Write it down.
The next question I have, it may be a little backwards. I'm going a little backwards here, but for you, is this something that has always been the case in your life, or did this happen over time? Like, how did you get here to be like this positive person?
This definitely, you know, started from a young age. Definitely credit to my mother and my upbringing and, you know, my faith and, you know, always, you know, would get upset and things like that. And, you know, just seeing her and her reaction to things. And, you know, she's always a positive light and has always encouraged me to be a positive light and be a light to others. And, you know, when she walks in a room, you know, there's just a light, everybody gravitates to her. And I think, you know, to say she passed on some of those characteristics to me, definitely I get from my mother. And so I think it's been a lifetime of practice and just instilled in me to be a positive person, to be happy, and to choose joy. And like you said, be stubborn with your happiness. And I think if you do that, choose to be stubborn with it and hold on to it and treat it like, you know, you wouldn't let somebody just come take something from you simply by saying something or doing something very quick. So, you know, fight for it, you know, when, you know, that comes in different forms. If it is physical or if it is, you know, something they say to you or a disappointment, you know, hold on to that happiness, hold on tight.
Yeah. Good for you, man, because I think that's another part of it too, right? Is we live in a world, man, where it's so easy to cling on to the negativity. I mean, when you get on social media and something's happening and it's criticizing somebody, that thing catches fire and goes viral quickly, right? Like, you see a lot more negative than you do positive. So I think another part of another beauty actually of being positive is like you spread it. Like, I'm a big energy person, and energy, like, people feed off of certain energy. So like, if you choose to be positive, a lot of times you can spread that energy to other people. Cause like I said, in the world we live in, man, there's so much negativity, so much this going on. That's why you got to be very selective about like what you take in from a media standpoint, anything like that. So I think that's more so one of the biggest like benefits of being positive is like you get to spread that energy to other people. And for somebody like you, I've seen it for years. It spread to other people and things like that. So that's one of the beauties for me, is just being able to spread it. Like, do you feel that when you're being positive? Like, is that a part of it for you? Is like you want to kind of spread that to other people, or is it just a natural thing?
Yes. No, I mean, it's natural, but I think that it also is natural that, you know, I have a passion for people, and, you know, I think that comes out in who I am. And, you know, when I walk into my office in the morning, I tell everybody good morning. Like, that's genuine. Like, I'm like, good morning, you know, wake up, we got another day. We, you know, we got a fresh set of downs. Like, you know, here we are, it's Monday, you know. And I think spreading that is also what brings me joy. And if I can, you know, make a shift in a negative situation, like, I count that a victory. You know, I'm like, hey, listen, if I come in, and not that I have times where, like, I, you know, I'm like, oh man, it's easy to agree with the negative things, because like you said, if you pay attention to what's going on the news and, you know, what's going on and this and that and, you know, finances and all those kind of things, it's so easy to just be like, you know, and have that kind of attitude. And plugging in the right state of mind, right? They're having that right state of mind, but just being positive. And when you do be positive, you know, I think that affects people. It touches people in different ways. And that's what I strive to do. And if I can make one person happy, how I like to see it is, you know, you never know where people are at in life and, you know, where they are with that day and how upset what they had going on at home the night before. And I think sometimes you don't realize that you may just speak to somebody and that may be like, man, you know, I didn't think anybody liked me, but Christian spoke to me today. And you just don't know whose life you're affecting. And so I try to carry that with me. And I feel like it's a responsibility of mine to spread that positivity.
Well said, my man. And my man, plug the show in. I hear you, boy. I knew I brought you on here. I knew it was a good decision to bring you on here. Just kidding. Nah, but for real, I mean, that is what the show is about. You know, being the right state of mind to handle anything that you got going on. So I think the biggest thing that I want people to take away from this episode is understanding, like, being positive. That's a choice. A lot of stuff that happens in the world. Yeah, a lot of stuff that happens in the world, you can't control that. So, but like the thing you said about being stubborn with your happiness, this is what I think of. If I'm living in a world where I can't control a lot of things that are going on around me, I'm damn sure going to focus on the thing that I can control, which is my happiness, the way that I handle things. So I'm going to control that. And that's the thing I'm going to focus on. So for me, for anybody out there listening, I want you to really like just remember that part. I control the way I feel. I control the way I react to certain things. So I think that's the most important thing. I know we're about to wrap it up. So I want to ask you this. What are maybe some quick tips or something, like some bit of advice that you would give somebody who's struggling with this? You know, because not everybody's positive. There's some people who have a hard time being positive, have a hard time looking at with the glass half full kind of viewpoint. What are like some tips or a bit of advice that you would give somebody like that?
So it is hard, and you know, harder for others, and you know, things that may come easier to me, but some tips and things that I use, practices I would like to say to remain positive is, I think first of all, it's important to give yourself grace, you know, allow yourself to go through those different emotions, you know, be mad, you know, if you're sad, if you got to cry, laugh, you know, make sure, you know, stay in that moment for a brief time. But I think also continue to put yourself in positive situations and around positive people and conscious of what you're putting in and what you're taking in, what you're listening to, those people that you are around. And I think if you put yourself in those positive situations, you're just going to, it may not be all natural at first, but you're going to gravitate to being more positive. If you're around those situations and you're hearing positive things and you take the positive approach. So I think that's the very, very important. And for me, I try to surround myself with positive people. And though there are negative things, and I do say negative stuff, I try to remember, I'm like, hey, you need to be a little bit more positive about that. And, you know, when there is a chance to be negative and there is something negative that does happen, look at it and be like, okay, well, where can I find the positive in it? Okay, if there's three negative things, I can find one positive thing in there. If it's just in that 24 hours, all right, I had one victory today. The rest may have been failures, but I got one victory. So that's my positive, and I'll take that one.
Very well said, my man. Very well said. Like I said, I think it's good to remember it is a choice, man, and I appreciate that. So we're about to wrap it up, man. Christian, I want to thank you so much again, man. I really appreciate it. Very well said. Very well said. And I hope if anybody can take it, man, remember, be stubborn with your happiness. That's one that we're gonna keep that going on this show. So I appreciate you saying that. But like I said, I really want to appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming on. Right State of Mind family appreciates you. Hopefully this won't be the last time.
Never know.
But yeah, thank you for coming on, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. Like I said, thank you for bringing me on. I'm glad we finally were able to make it work and get me on here.
All right. Thank you, man. Right State of Mind family, thank y'all again so much for listening. As always, appreciate the support. Rate, review, subscribe. Again, I'm going to say it again because I think y'all don't be listening to me sometimes. Rate, review, subscribe. I appreciate any support. It helps your boy out, so I appreciate it. Right State of Mind Pod on Instagram, Right State of Mind Podcast, TikTok. Love y'all. That's it for this episode.